Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Lake Superior has its fair share of spooky stories, with the place being named the Graveyard of the Great Lakes and dubbed one of the top 10 most haunted lakes in the world. How could it not? From ghost ships, haunted places, lonely lightkeepers, and woeful shores, the chilling tales that the lake tells are vast. If you're in the area, you have no doubt heard the story of the Flying Dutchman or the Pie Island murder mystery. But maybe you've not heard of today's story, the story of Bay Cliff's restless spirit. About 25 miles northwest up the Lake Superior coast from Marquette, Michigan, is the small village of Big Bay. An old lumber town, at one time its mills made bowling pins and the wood panels for the old Ford Woodies. Today, Big Bay is a fine little community focusing on enjoying the better things in life. Hunting, fishing, snowmobiling, and hiking as the seasons allow. Two prominent local institutions are the beautiful Big Bay Lighthouse Bed and Breakfast Inn and Bay Cliff Health Camp. Big Bay Health Camp is a nonprofit summer therapy camp for children who require occupational, speech, vision, or hearing therapy. It was founded in 1934 as a care center for the undernourished and underprivileged children. Over the years, its focus shifted to the present therapy emphasis. The actual campsite is a former dairy farm. There are stories that the camp is haunted, but by whom or what is not known. The 134-acre camp is deep in the North Woods, with one side bordering tall sandstone cliffs overlooking Lake Superior. Surrounded by woods on the other three sides, it's an isolated location. At night, with the wind whistling through the trees and low clouds gutting before the full moon, it can be a very creepy place, especially to people not used to life deep in the North Woods. However, the camp is not always used by children with disabilities. In some instances, children from local schools have the opportunity to spend time there enjoying the wonders of nature. This story comes from a former counselor. It's based on her experiences at the camp. This is an L-shaped building containing three large and several smaller rooms. Known as Sam's Place, it's named for a child who supposedly died there. Often this building will house the most difficult medical cases. Some believe that the building, especially the center room, is haunted by Sam's spirit. The room contains several pieces of old furniture, a piano, and numerous plaques on the wall. Some counselors have refused to stay in the room or the building. In the recent past, the building has been unused except for storage. One tale goes that two counselors were asleep in each of the two end rooms. At 4 a.m., one counselor was awakened by the bright light in the center room. The counselor checked her girls and, finding everything fine, went back to bed, thinking another counselor must have turned on the light. The next morning, she asked the other counselor about the light and was told that she had also been awakened by the light, checked her girls, and then went back to sleep, believing that it was turned on by the other counselor. Once they got over their mutual shock and confusion, neither would go into the center room again. The next year, two groups of girls and their counselors were staying in the Sam's Place cabin. Late one night, they were all badly scared when a heavy plaque in the center room fell from the wall in the middle of the night, waking everyone. It took a while, but finally the counselors were able to settle the children down for the rest of the evening. When they came back from breakfast the next morning, they all had another shock. The plaque was back in its holder, but upside down. Since all of the girls, counselors, and staff were at breakfast together, there was no opportunity for anyone to put the plaque back on the wall. But then who or what had replaced the plaque? There was another incident at Sam's place. One Wednesday night after a dance, the occupants of cabin 11 heard a thunderous noise in the room. Looking around, they saw several lights shining into the screened-in room and assumed that these must be counselors with flashlights. Running outside to look, they were startled to find no one there. Where were the lights coming from? Two counselors at the auditorium also heard the noise and came running to the cabin. Entering it, they found a silver plaque face up on the table. Evidently, it had fallen off the wall and made the loud noise. Engraved on the plaque was, "In memory of Francis McCurchy, November 12, 1965 to July 14, 1980. At this spot, he met his friends. They shared their secrets. They laughed. He left here happy. There was another weird incident in May 1996. It was a long tradition that last night of camp, the counselors would stay up all night in the auditorium. It was just a night of good fun, singing, listening to music, eating, telling stories, and finally watching the sun come up over Lake Superior. About 2 a.m., several counselors decided to take a walk to the old gazebo. Since the staff didn't want the campers to play on it, the area around it was marked off with yellow tape. The cabin, known as Sam's Place, was several hundred feet beyond that. This night was absolutely still without a whisper of wind. As the counselors approached the tape, it began to move rapidly, giving the impression that unseen hands were shaking it. One of the counselors went up to the tape and said, "Stop," in a loud, commanding voice. The tape went still. A few minutes later, it started again, and the counselor ordered it to stop. Again, it stopped. Shaken by the bizarre experience, the counselors ran back to the auditorium. None left again until dawn. The next morning, the counselors noticed that the door to Sam's place was wide open. The evening before, it was securely latched. What had opened it? Did someone come from the room to the nearby gazebo? Was the ghost at Sam's place the tape shaker? Big Bay certainly has its share of ghosts, besides the ones at the lighthouse and the health camp. It's also said that the Thunder Bay Inn may have a spirit or two. What other tales lurk in the dark shadows of this small Lake Superior community?
Daddy has to take on a vampire guilt.